This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Communist Party Secretariat meeting today to discuss contemporary political issues. Nepali Congress unveils commitment paper for the upcoming by-elections. 1,200 climbers belonging to 164 groups acquire permission to climb different mountains this autumn season. And Amnesty International says more than 106 people killed due to excessive use of force in protest in Iran. Now the news in detail. The ruling Communist Party Secretariat is meeting today. The meeting is scheduled to be held at 9 a.m. this morning at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balotar. The party said that the remaining task of party unification and contemporary political issues would be discussed during the meeting. The meeting of the Secretariat on Sunday had formed the Diaspora Coordination Committee. Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Lal Prachanda has said that the Communist Party would build a prosperous Nepal. During his meeting with party cadres yesterday at Parasi, Chairman Dahal said the incumbent government had already prepared a base for a prosperous Nepal and the infrastructure development works were going on swiftly, which he said should be further intensified. Chair Dahal said the Communist Party-led government was capable of changing the fate of Nepal. Chair Dahal also said Nepal would be upgraded to a middle-income country within the next 10 years, adding that many more things had to be done for a better future of the country. On the occasion, he shared about the party's plan of coming up with a nationwide training campaign for the cadres. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that the country was facing huge loss due to failure in completion of development projects on time. Speaking at an international conference on resilient infrastructure for a bright future, organized by Society of Consulting Architectural and Engineering Firms, Nepal yesterday, he said all three sides, including the government, engineers and contractors, need to be more responsible in building the nation. He also expressed concern over the delay in the post-quake reconstruction in the country, while saying that people were still forced to live under temporary shelters. On the occasion, former Prime Minister Dr. Babaram Bhattarai gave a presentation on the importance of resilient infrastructures on the first day of the three-day event yesterday. National Reconstruction Authority's Chief Executive Officer Sushil Gyawali claimed that Nepal had made a satisfactory progress in the post-disaster reconstruction drive compared to other countries. He underscored the need for building more resilient structures. The organization's president, Rajesh Thapa, said Nepal was now in a position to share its experience of disaster risk reduction and recovery to international community. Engineers, entrepreneurs, government officials and experts from various 10 countries including India, China and Sri Lanka, among others, are participating in the event. The Election Commission has again called on the government and political parties to abide by the Election Code of Conduct in view of the upcoming by-elections. Talking to media persons yesterday, Election Commissioner Ishwari Prasad Paudel said the Election Commission was hopeful of the full implementation of the Election Code of Conduct as they were prepared by the government and the representatives of the political parties themselves. The by-elections for the House of Representatives, the State Assembly members and the local level representatives has been slated for November 30. The election candidates are presently on the election publicity campaign. The Election Commission has already made the government and political parties to sign the commitment letter for making the by-elections free and impartial. Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has said some 10,000 employers and more than 110,000 labourers have been enlisted under the Social Security scheme forwarded by the Social Security Fund. The ministry said that 150 million rupees had been collected to the Social Security Fund and the deadline for getting enlisted under the fund had been extended till November 30. Social Security Fund Executive Director Kapil Mani Gyawali said the fund was working to forward lucrative scheme to attract all towards the Social Security plan. The fund is reported to have been planning to provide at least 10 million rupees house, education and social loan to the contributors of the fund. 1,200 climbers belonging to 164 groups have acquired permission to climb mountains this autumn season. The climbers have obtained permission from the Department of Tourism to climb 53 mountains, including Mount Everest, Makalu, Manaslu, Ama, Dablam and Annapurna. Most of the climbers who have obtained permission have started their journey towards the destination. The department further said although 10 climbers of two groups had taken permission to climb Mount Everest in this season, they had become unsuccessful. The department has not received the factual details about the number of climbers reaching their destination so far. The department has so far collected 63.17 million rupees as revenue from mountain climbing this season. Press advisor to the Prime Minister KP Sharma early, Surya Thapa, has said information on the government and the Prime Minister's activities would be disseminated in a transparent manner. Speaking in a press meet organized at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, he said he would make the best possible efforts to disseminate the Prime Minister's works to the people in a transparent manner. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has said that the upcoming by-elections were a test and opportunity for the government, main opposition and other parties as well as for the voters. Issuing a commitment letter for the November 30 by-election at a function yesterday, the party said that the by-elections could also be taken as a popular referendum. At the function, Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said the message that they shared that the by-elections would disseminate and be a referendum on the government rather than just about winning the seats. He said the outcome of the election would benefit the ruling party as well as the opposition parties because it would provide the government a message to correct itself or for the opposition to exert pressure for correction. Nepal Oil Corporation has formed an investigation committee to investigate the diesel tanker that had gone missing from Siraha district. The corporation has given 7 days' tenure to the committee formed under the coordination of Nepal Oil Corporation Province Chief Engineer Ashok Saha to submit a report. The tanker had left for Biratnagar from Amlegunj on 17 November carrying 20,000 litres of diesel and it went missing from Siraha at night. The preliminary investigation has shown that the tanker contracted by Rajesh Kumar Gupta had been taken hostage by an anonymous group. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Days of protest in Iran over rising fuel prices and a subsequent government crackdown have killed more than 106 people across the country, according to rights group Amnesty International. In a statement yesterday, the UK-based organization accused Iranian security forces of using excessive and lethal force to crush the demonstrations since they started on Friday. Amnesty said at least 106 protesters in 21 cities had been killed, according to credible reports, and the real death toll may be much higher, with some reports suggesting as many as 200 have been killed. No immediate reaction was available from Iran's government to the estimated death toll. The White House has attacked its own top Ukraine official as he testified to an impeachment hearing that a phone call made by the American president was improper and had left him in shock. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman told Congress that President Donald Trump made inappropriate political demands of the Ukrainian president. The hearings are investigating whether President Trump abused his presidential power. An Iraq war veteran who serves in a senior role on the U.S. National Security Council, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, testified before the House on Tuesday in his army dress uniform. As he described his reaction to hearing a call between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, President Volodymyr Zelensky, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman came under attack by the official White House Twitter account, which posted a critical quote from his former boss questioning Vindman's judgment. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern hilly regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Ruling Communist Party Secretariat meeting today to discuss contemporary political issues. Nepali Congress unveils commitment paper for the upcoming by-elections. 1,200 climbers belonging to 164 groups acquire permission to climb different mountains this autumn season. And Amnesty International says more than 106 people killed due to excessive use of force in protest in Iran. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.